Thanks very much. Well, as I was saying when I was last lecturing in this lecture theatre 20 years ago, the time is ripe for a linguistic revolution. I didn't really expect my words to come quite so true. The revolution that we're talking about today, the internet, has its linguistic consequences. And I should say, by the way, that unlike the theatre, where you would normally get a message at the beginning of a show saying, please ensure that your mobile phones, pagers, heart pacemakers are switched off, today you may leave them on. The downside is that if they ring during the lecture, they are data for analysis. And you come up here, and we look at your message, and we analyze it and have some fun with it. So it's up to you entirely. I really don't mind, you know, but because one of the problems with this field is that data is very hard to come by, extremely hard to come by. If I want to analyze email, chat in chat rooms, virtual worlds, messages in games, blogging, instant messages. Are you going to let me have them? Will you let me have your instant message for analysis? Text messaging. Will you let me have your texts? No, you won't. No, you won't. People are very reluctant to give data from their electronic store. And that's one of the problems in researching this business. It's also recent, I suppose. Yes, I was last lecturing in here in about 1985, I suppose. Well, just think what you didn't have in 1985 that you now take for granted. Indeed, we don't have to go so far back, just 10 years ago, what you didn't have. When did you first send an email, most of you? I want it. I want it. I want it. When did you first send an email? 1995, perhaps? 1996? Perhaps a few of you before that, because after all, email was on the system on the university world since the late 70s, actually. But most of us, 1995, 6, 7, 8, you know, less than 10 years for many of us. When did you first look something up on the World Wide Web? Well, you couldn't have done that before 1991 because the World Wide Web wasn't invented until 1991. And most of us didn't realize it was around until the mid-90s. When did you first Google? Well, you couldn't have done that before 1998. I wrote a book called Language and the Internet. It had its first edition in 2001. It had to have a second edition in 2005. 4 years between a first and a second edition. That's crazy. That doesn't happen usually. Why? Well, the 2001 book didn't even mention instant messaging. It didn't exist then. Well, it did in theory, but nobody was doing it. Blogging, the term blog actually appears for the first time in the English language in 1997. But nobody was blogging before about 2002. And it really only became a big thing in 2003 and thereafter. So we're talking about something that is very, very recent as far as the technology is concerned, and thus as far as the linguistic implications are concerned. As soon as this technology arrived, of course, it became, I suppose addictive is perhaps the right word. Are you addicted to the internet? Yes. Yes, a loud yes all round. Well, there are tests, you see. There are criteria you can use to judge whether you are addicted to the internet or not. If you want to find these criteria in great detail, all you've got to do is type into Google, addicted to internet, and they will tell you what they are. There are various criteria. For example, you are addicted to the internet if you wake up in the middle of the night to go to the toilet and check your email on your way back to bed. Yes, there, I see several nods of recognition there, absolutely. You are addicted to the internet if you place your fridge by your computer. Yes, a few nods there, absolutely. Somebody talks to you and you haven't quite heard what they said, you are addicted to the internet if you say to them, scroll up. Rather than, I beg your pardon, Right, that's a very important point for English learners. That's happening a lot at the moment. You are addicted to the internet if you call a taxi and say, hi, can you take me to www.http. You are addicted to the internet. I could go on. You are addicted to the internet if all your friends have an at in their names. You are addicted to the internet if... Ah, yes. You call up your email account and it says, no new messages. So you call it up again. You cannot believe that nobody is talking to you.